And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." Which is broken for you. For you what? You won't have to be broken. Come along. You won't go along. All of a sudden, all of a sudden, I'm taking cold. What you taking it for? He didn't pay for that. What you want to do, because I used to take them, I stopped taking them. What you want to do, what I found out, because I ain't never like to be, sickness is the enemy to me. In the midst of a test, in the midst of going through, in the midst of attack, in the midst of, you need to get in that word and build that inside of you until that word talk louder than that problem. Till that word speak to you and you speak to that problem and say, "Not here in Jesus' name. Not here." So he said in verse 25. So he said in verse 25. After the same manner also he took the cup. He did what? After the same manner he took the cup. He took the cup. And when he had supper, saying, "This is the cup in the New Testament in my blood." This is what? The cup. This cup is a New Testament in my blood. This do ye. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. What? What are you talking about? You remember, you read the Bible, you heard the story told, you heard it preached. In remembrance of me, how he was speared in the side, how blood came out, how he shed his blood on that cross, how blood came out when they beat him on his back. His blood was shed for the remission of sin, right? So when you drink that cup, you remember, my sins have been paid for, I don't have any. So when sin show up, I'm drinking, let sin know. You see the blood sign. You see the blood. I'm drinking this to let you know sin don't have no place in me. Hallelujah. I'm not following sin. I don't practice sin, I practice righteousness. I'm drinking, letting you know I'm a follow Jesus. His blood got me covered, and I give no place to the devil. In your growing up, if you miss it, you got the blood to get rid of it. Hello? Why? So I can be a true follower of Jesus. And what is a follower of Jesus? I do what Jesus did. What did he do? He went about preaching and teaching, setting the captive free, open eyes of the blind, unstopping deaf ears, telling people about the goodness of God. The blood let me know I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty. Yeah, but you did so and so. The blood covered me. And I repented of it. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not practicing. I'm not living. I'm not talking. And I'm not doing and I'm not practicing that anymore. So I'm not guilty. I'm free. to worship God, to love Him, to love people. The blood has freed me. And I no longer can be accused by the devil and he make me feel guilty. No, I'm free to worship. I'm free to shout. I'm free to dance. I'm free to live holy. I'm free to love my wife. I'm free to love my brother, my sister, my husband, my children, my neighbors. I'm free. I'm not guilty. So when I drink this cup, I remember I'm free. The blood has set me free. Hallelujah. And he says, as often as you do this, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner. What you mean, unworthy? You don't recognize you walk around with guilt. You walk around with hate. You walk around with attitude. You ain't discerning the Lord's body. You're not discerning. You're not treating your brother and sister right, because, see, we're one body with the Lord. And you're not discerning the Lord's body. You're not discerning what he did for you. You letting sickness rule you. You letting fear rule you. You letting hate operate in you. You being mean, cruel. You're not operating. You're not walking right. You're not discerning the Lord's body. You letting something else rule you. Love should be the dominant fact in your life. Hello, somebody.